Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, brought to you by Spotify. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-motherfucking ching, bro. Did you guys hear that shit? Brought to you by Spotify. I'll say it one more time. Brought to you by Spotify.
Man.
How cool is that? I got a call from the guys that do the podcast today, and they were like, hey, today, Spotify is sponsoring the entire podcast. The whole thing. Mm-hmm. The whole damn thing.
Yeah.
So
they bought it out.
Spotify, way to fucking show up and show who's boss. You know what I mean?
I've been paying for Spotify for 15 years.
Who cares? Now they're paying for us, dog. All right, roll the intro music. All right, what's up, guys? This is the Views Podcast, brought to you by Spotify. So this is the Views Podcast. I'm David. I'm a 21-year-old kid living in LA, living my dreams with my 45-year-old dad by my side, Jason Nash. Jason, it's actually his birthday today.
Today. And I'm here waiting for David to post so we can record this podcast.
Yeah, so I just posted on YouTube. He was waiting for me for 2 hours, mm-hmm. and now it's 10:08, and we're ready to fucking roll into the podcast. Let's go. Let's talk about it.
Have you heard about Ryan? Did you see this Ryan Seacrest, Katy Perry thing?
No, what happened?
Where he was like hitting on her.
Ryan Seacrest was hitting on Katy Perry?
Yeah, they were doing American Idol live.
Okay.
And he didn't know they were coming back from commercial. And he got like really creepy with her.
Doesn't Ryan Seacrest have like allegations? Or like some weird things?
Yeah, he's got some allegations. I don't want to speak to those. I don't know if they're true or not.
They could all be bullshit.
But what is true is this.
Is this a clip or a video?
A clip.
Oh, okay, guys. Make sure you look at the screen.
No, it's going to be the audio.
Oh, so now we're going to be listening to the audio.
Hold on.
Well, I hope we're on.
Your mom's pretty.
My mom? Well, I hope the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Ooh. You are too. It's another one.
Yeah. Not yet.
Want to talk about it?
What?
I'm late, dude.
Stop.
Don't start. That was good.
Are we live?
I think we're back.
Are we back?
Yes.
Is this real TV?
Oh, this is it.
Are we professionals?
Okay, what was going on?
He was just like, he dropped into this different voice. It's like, that's not what Ryan Seacrest sounds like, right?
He said, your mom's pretty?
Yeah. He asked about her mom, and then...
And then she's like, I hope the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
And then what?
And then he's like, you want to talk about it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
You watch American Idol?
I haven't watched it for a long time.
I'm confused as to why it like ended and then it came back on a different channel or something. Or what happened?
Well, here, watch it.
The whole situation. No, I've heard enough.
Look.
I am so into it.
If you saw it, you get it better.
You gotta see it.
They're like standing at the judge's table and Lionel Richie's there like, what the fuck is going on?
I think Ryan's just a dog. I think he deserves... He deserves respect. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what's going on. The dude kind of scares me, to be honest. It's always scary when a good looking guy gets caught doing something bad.
You think he's good looking?
Yeah, because then I'm always like, fuck. There's so many other good looking guys out there, and I feel like they do the same shit.
I think the theory is, I think you're off. I think what it is that the guy's good looking enough, no one cares. But because
what do you mean? Harvey Weinstein wasn't good looking
exactly.
At all. Oh, you're saying if he's good looking, people don't care.
Yeah, if he's good looking, no one complains.
Oh, no, I would still complain. Because Katy Perry did the same thing where she like kissed a boy on American Idol. And he was, did you see that?
No.
There was a kid auditioning. I don't know, he was like 19, who knows.
Yeah.
And he came up to kiss her on the cheek because she asked him to. And I hope I'm not like jumbling up the story, but as he was about to kiss her on the cheek, she moved her lips to kiss him on the lips. And she probably thought she was like doing this kid a favor, like, oh, he's going to kiss Katy Perry.
Oh, shit.
But he was actually saving his kiss for like the one, like the special one. And I mean, that's the best way to fuck up that is with Katy Perry. But he was not happy about that.
That's the moment when Katy Perry goes, oh, I'm old.
Yeah.
Like she thinks of herself as 26.
Yeah.
That's, and now she's 35.
That was a pickle. But anyway, speaking of pickles, you just turned 45 and we threw a birthday for you.
Speaking of pickles.
How was your birthday?
We went to the pickle house last night.
Yeah.
My birthday was, it was amazing.
Have you ever been to a 45-year-old's birthday party? I didn't even know you can say those things in the same sentence, to be honest. But I went to one the other day. Jason was there. He happened to be there. And it wasn't bad. It was fine.
First of all, Trisha, my girlfriend, said, hey, I'm going to throw your birthday party. I want to do something for you.
Yeah.
I said, oh, okay. I said, I don't really want to. I don't really care. Maybe we'll have people to the house. I was like, maybe we'll have some sushi at the house or whatever. She's like, oh, you like sushi? And I said, well, yeah, I love sushi. That's great. She said, well, what about Nobu?
It's a really expensive restaurant.
Really expensive restaurant here in LA with really high class kind of place.
Yeah.
Anyway, David and I find out that she spent quite a bit on the party.
She spent $35,000 the party. Guys, $35,000.
Yeah.
It was so funny because when we found out, we were like, what the fuck? But it was almost hard to react to it because I feel like I'm so used to it at this point from his girlfriend that I literally was like, Heath was driving, my friend was driving, and we were in the car when she told us how much it was, and I'm like, can you pull over so we can go talk to like a normal person that isn't in the situation and have him react to the fact that there's gonna be a $35,000 birthday party tomorrow? Like, to me it was just like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, $35,000, yeah, that makes sense. But
yeah,
it's fucking bananas for a dinner. Like, it's just a really, really expensive dinner. Great dinner, fucking great food, open bar, entertainment, the whole fucking nine yards. It's the best, but it's just crazy that it all goes away in 4 hours.
Yeah.
All of it. It's gone. There's memories and there's videos that live on, but like, but that's all it is, and that's so scary.
It's super scary. I think my wedding was 50.
Your wedding was 50 grand?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was like 200 people.
Imagine what your wedding would be with Trisha.
Oh, God, I can't imagine.
It'd be like $4 million.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, you know, everyone had a good time.
Yeah.
And I think everyone felt nice.
Shoot, we got to the dinner and there was like maybe 40 seats and like 19 of us. It was great. So like the servers started coming out and they had a bunch of food and they were serving it all along the table, but only half of the table was filled. And they probably thought more people were coming, but Trisha just wanted to make sure in case Jason spontaneously made new friends in the last couple of days without telling anybody. No, but it was great. I mean, it was kick-ass. It's funny, you mentioned that like you don't really care for like a big birthday.
Yeah.
And like neither do I. Like I don't think birthdays are big deals at all.
Yeah.
And I know Liza, when she wanted to throw a birthday for me, she asked me what I wanted. And I'm like, nothing. Can we just hang out?
Yeah.
And then she ended up getting us all on a trip to Vegas.
Sure.
And having this huge,
big
huge,
suite,
big suite, huge party for the entire weekend for my birthday. And you asked her yesterday. You're like, what is it? What is it with girlfriends
mm-hmm.
doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And I think she said something along the lines of like she just wants.
We just want to show you that we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something like that. Or just like, I guess it's a way of, it's like a way of showing love, like with gifts. Some people like to shower people in gifts.
Uh-huh.
Some people just like touch. Or some people like words of affirmation, is it? I don't fucking
know. You like shooting me with a paintball gun?
I like molesting.
The funniest thing you said this week was after you shot me with a paintball gun, you go, hey, you know what? My eczema cleared up, I think.
Yeah, I had.
David had hives all week.
I had hives. I don't fucking know why. And I shot Jason with a paintball gun, and I shit you not, fucking 10 minutes later, they were gone. It was like, it was literally, pun intended, like I satisfied an itch.
You shot me six times. Seven yeah. times.
It was funny.
Tell them what you did.
Okay, so first, well, let me tell them the first part of the story.
Yeah, please.
I got a brand new paintball gun. And I was like, Jason, can I shoot you with it? And he's like, it's the same paintball gun. It's just a different color. Why do you want to shoot me with it? I'm like, please, dude, it'll be so funny. And he's like, it's not even funny. Like, I don't even get it.
No, I go, you don't have a bit. He didn't have a bit.
Like, there wasn't a joke to it. I just wanted to shoot him. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I go and shoot. I go and sit down and start editing.
No, you bothered me a couple times.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I bothered you.
You sat by my desk. You came up with my desk and tried to shoot me with nothing in your hands.
Yeah.
And I ducked.
Yeah, I pretended my hand was a gun and I shot him. So then I went to go sit at my little editing station.
I fucking hate my life.
And then Jason walks by with a helmet and he goes, "Let's fucking do it. Let's just get it over with." And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Just shoot me. Come on, hurry up. Let's go." And I'm like,
"I have a big motorcycle helmet on."
Oh, and what triggered this is Corinna goes, "Wow. Old Jason would have done it.
Yeah.
Jason a year ago would have done it." And I think that like marinated in his head.
Yeah.
And then he came and he's like, "Fucking shoot me." And I didn't want to tell Jason, but I was totally fucking with him. I didn't care to shoot him with a paintball gun. There was nothing funny about it. I've shot him millions of times. I was just fucking with him because I like annoying him. And then he's like, "Let's just fucking do it. Shoot me." And I'm not going to turn him down at this point. I'm not going to be like, "Hey, man, I was kidding." So I was going to run with it. So I was like, "Okay, yeah, let's go shoot him." So I turn my camera on. We go outside. And
I say to him, I go, "He's got a gun in one hand and the camera in the other." And I go, "Get someone to shoot it. Get someone to film it while you shoot it. No. I got it. Don't worry about it. It's all good."
Yeah. And I knew this paintball gun was brand new. So it was going to shoot like the CO2 in it was going to be a lot more high pressure. So it was going to sting like a lot. And I shot him right in the back and he was bleeding and it was great. I recorded his reaction. Everything was amazing. And then turns out I wasn't recording like whatsoever. Like not at all. Like at all. Like,
and then there's that joke that everyone does, which is like, "Oh, when you get something great happens," and then they go, "I wasn't recording."
Yeah.
"I wasn't recording." And you kept saying that. So I thought you were fucking with me. So I had to ask you for about 10 minutes, be like, "You really weren't recording."
Yeah. But I wasn't recording, which is a real bummer. But yeah. And then I had my assistant shoot him with a paintball gun. And I'll be honest, I was a little devious here. The bit was that my assistant works for me now, so she should shoot him with a paintball gun because that's what I do. So I think Jason thought that there was only going to be one paintball bullet.
I think I did think that.
Yeah, I think he did think that.
Because before it was just one, because we were standing on the lawn, I said, "You're going to shoot me once, right?" And you're like, "Yeah, I'll shoot you once."
Yeah, and when Jason left to go get the helmet,
first one hurt so bad.
I know, I understand that. And when Jason went to go get his helmet, I whispered to Natalie and I said, "Listen, we only get one chance at this. Just pull the trigger as many times as you can." And she's like, "You sure?" I'm like, "Positive." So he came back and Natalie just fucking unloads 8 bullets and 6 hit his back and he's just completely bloody. And I shit you not, he was about to sock me in the fucking face.
I was so mad at you.
He was about to knock me out. But to be fair, it was great. It turned out great.
It was great.
Yeah, it wouldn't have worked if she only shot you once.
It wouldn't have?
No, it wouldn't have.
I think it would have been fine.
But yeah, that's the story of the paintball gun. But yeah, the birthday was great. Everything was great. How cool is this Spotify thing? I'm so fucking excited about it.
Yeah.
That they were at the beginning.
Can they do it every week?
That's what I'm thinking. Well, maybe we can go up to Spotify headquarters and figure that out. I was at... We were talking a lot about paranormal activities recently.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we went over to our friend's Jonas place, and we were talking about ghosts.
Sure.
And they were talking about, like, all the ghosts they've encountered in their house. And, like all these fucking descriptive stories of, like, them seeing women dressed up in, like, 60s, like, 50s, like, where.
They saw a woman dressed in, like, from, like, the 1920s. Just stands in their doorway.
Yeah, like such descriptive things.
Yeah.
And
the same woman they see.
And everybody's on the same side. Jason's like, "Yep, that makes sense. You saw a ghost." I can't seem to wrap my fucking head around someone seeing a ghost. Mm. It does not make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Because if I saw a ghost in real life, I wouldn't just be fucking sharing the story with you nonchalantly.
Yeah.
Bro, if I saw a ghost tonight,
yeah,
I'm telling you, I would not fucking sleep for a year at least.
Uh-huh.
I would go on this podcast.
You said you would quit your vlogs.
I'd quit my vlogs for a long time. Bro, if I saw a ghost, my entire life would change. There's that's why I'm so confused when people are like, "Oh yeah, every house I go into is haunted." What do you mean? You're fucking the house creaks. Every house creaks.
Yeah.
But like, is your house actually haunted? Like, are there fucking people that you are making eye contact with and you're wide awake?
Uh-huh.
Like I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second.
I mean, you know, I didn't believe it either until I've run into multiple people who are like good friends of mine who aren't crazy.
You believe in ghosts?
Yeah, I believe in ghosts.
Give me an example.
Well, I
my mother still talks to me.
David likes to say that my mother's dead all the time, but she's actually doing really well. She lives in Boston.
Yeah, she's actually really. I talked to her the other day. She's great.
Yeah, I mean, I saw an alien when I was six. I've seen.
Can I stop you right here?
Yeah,
we have a views tour.
Oh yeah, we should have talked about that.
And I want to say this before you guys all fucking leave and exit out of the podcast. We have a tour coming up. Seriously, come check us out. I'm gonna make this short. Come check us out. 9 different cities. First cities are Massachusetts and Pittsburgh. It's in there.
June 9th, June 10th, Lynn, Massachusetts, and Pittsburgh.
Viewstour.com. Okay, back to back.
Go get some tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw aliens when I was six.
You saw aliens when you were six.
Mm-hmm.
You realize how dumb that sounds? You can't. That's not possible, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I saw one behind my couch in my house.
You were staring in a mirror.
No, he said he just looked at me. I mean, I don't have a great story to tell, but Kristen's seen stuff in our house.
No,
the lights
to me,
went on.
Explain to me how you saw aliens.
Well, I had a dream that my entire family was abducted by aliens and all separated and killed one by one.
Okay.
And I woke up from this dream when I was six, and I ran downstairs. I went downstairs, and then there were aliens in my living room, and I saw an alien. And then I ran to my parents, and then they went and looked, and it was gone.
See, you're too young. You made it up.
I didn't make it up.
It's like when you tell yourself a lie.
It's possible that
when you tell yourself a lie enough times, you start to believe it.
It's possible I didn't see anything, of course.
You were six. I would.
But I have friends. I have friends who lived in a house in Toluca Lake. Husband and wife, one of them works at Netflix, is really high up. They had workmen in the house. They've seen shit. The chairs spinning in the middle of the house on one leg. Like, ghosts exist. It's a real thing.
It doesn't make sense though.
It does exist. There are people that have died that won't let go to this life. That won't let go of this life.
I know, but Jason, but like, I'm just so baffled by it. Like, if I saw a baby in my hallway, dude, I'd call the police. I would call the police. I'd be like, there's someone in here fucking with me.
And what do you think the police would say?
Bro, they'd say I'm crazy.
Right, exactly.
Because it's not
so what are
real.
Those people supposed to do?
I don't.
Go to an insane asylum?
I think 7 out of 10 people I talk to all say they've seen ghosts. And I have a hard time believing it. I have a hard time.
I only have that one story when I was six, but I have good friends that have seen that. I don't know why you don't believe it. What don't you believe about it?
Because it's too crazy. It's too scary.
But you believe in the afterlife. You of all people should believe in ghosts.
Sure.
You believe there's something after we leave. So why wouldn't you believe in ghosts?
Listen, as much as I believe like they're being spirits, I don't think that anybody's seen them. Do you know what I mean? I don't think that anybody has like. I don't think that our friends saw a woman dressed in 1920s wear in their doorway. Like, I don't believe that.
But what about Brandon? Brandon lived in the apartment complex where the Black Dahlia was murdered. And he was living there. And there's 60 different apartments in that building. And half the people in the building saw this woman in the middle of the night. She would ring their doorbell in the middle of the night. Jesse Calvillo was sleeping over Brandon's house. And he said in the middle of the night, he was just staying there. And in the middle of the night, a woman just walked up into his ear and was just like, just whispered in his ear.
What'd she say?
I don't remember what she whispered.
Like
she
and said subscribe. 15,
she said 15% off all clickbait merch. No, but she, you know, and then he left and he never went back to Brandon. And then Brandon came and lived with me for 2 weeks.
Because he was so scared. Because
he was so scared. He never saw anything.
What
do you say to that? Because someone was murdered there. That was like, I think there was two kids that were murdered in that building in the 20s.
I don't know what to say to that, dude.
What do you say to that? It's like fucking 20 people have confirmed it. That there's a woman walking around.
I don't know.
I mean, I get it.
I'll tell you this.
You're like, why doesn't someone have video of it, right? Or why doesn't, How come the ghosts? How come you don't see a ghost? Just everyone sees ghosts.
Like, why doesn't a ghost just come like right now during our podcast and be like, "What's up, guys? I know this is fucking weird."
Right.
It's weird. Yeah, there's a bunch of us around. Like, why isn't that? Like, I don't know why that's not a thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, why is it? That's so weird to me. Is like, if there are ghosts, then why don't they just communicate with us like regular people? Like, are there rules in the ghost world where you have to be creepy? Like, you can't be a cool, chill Casper the Friendly Ghost? Like, you have to scare people? It doesn't make sense. Like, why would a ghost walk around just to terrify people? It doesn't make sense, dude. I think it's all made up in the mind. It just doesn't sit right with me. No one's ever like, yeah, I hang out with my ghost. He grabs me beers and we watch the Super Bowl. It's every year. It's a tradition. I'm sorry I can't come to your party. Me and Casper are rooting for the Red Sox.
Well, if you were
playing in the Super Bowl, Red Sox.
If you were a ghost, would you do that? Would you just sit and start hanging out?
Yes.
You would.
I wouldn't be a dick and be like, I'd be an original ghost. And I'd be like, listen, I'm down to hang out with you guys. Like, don't be scared of me. I'm chill. Like, yeah, I can see through and walk through walls.
Right.
But you have nothing to worry about.
Well, maybe the ghosts have tried that, and every time everyone's really scared, and he can't get through.
This is just getting sad.
I think this is a good Adam Sandler movie, actually.
Now I feel bad for the ghost. Oh, like a ghost who's just trying to hang out. I feel like there's been movies like that.
Yeah.
Isn't that what, one with Eddie Murphy? House Monster? I don't know.
I don't think I know it.
What was I going to say? Okay, I'll tell you some of my creepy experiences. Mm-hmm. Everyone that's been in this house, my house,
yeah,
said it's haunted.
Right.
Everyone.
Yeah, what do you say to that? Wasn't Natalie's bed moved the other day?
Let me give some examples.
Go ahead.
When, I've never talked about this because, I don't know, it's just like weird. When Natalie, who's my assistant now, came to interior decorate my place with Reggie, they were sleeping here by themselves.
Right.
They slept in one bed. It was in my master bedroom because I still hadn't moved in. And one night at 3 a.m., the TV in the bedroom turned on, like the speakers.
Mm.
And this is like the creepiest anything we'll ever get. And full blast just started playing the music. I'm so lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. You know that song?
What's that from?
It's just a really creepy song. And that's what started playing. I'm.
Wow.
Yeah. Here. This is the song. I got it right here.
I'm here with.
That's not it. Anyway, it was a really. It's just a rap song. What's up, bitches?
This.
I'm
Mr. Lonely.
What is that?
It's Akon.
Akon. And had anyone been listening to Akon that day?
No.
Nah.
No one listened to Akon.
Nah.
And this song played, Lonely, I'm So Lonely. Like, literally the scare.
Out of what platform?
The
YouTube
scare.
Or Spotify?
It's
or
a smart TV, so I don't know where it was playing from.
It must have come off of YouTube.
Anyway, scary, huh? That's weird. At 3 a.m.
Right.
And then what happened? They just started hearing... Natalie had a friend sleep over the other day in her bed, and she was hearing footsteps up and down the hall all night, and that creeped her out. But the floor is really like crickety, it cracks or whatever. So
it does.
So that's like a thing. And then my parents visited.
Yeah.
And this was right after the I'm Mr. Lonely thing. This was like a month and a half after, and something happened where I thought maybe there was something here. And I go to my mom after maybe like the second day she was here, and I'm like, listen, do you think there's something weird in this house? Like, do you think it's kind of haunted? And she goes, ah, fuck, I didn't want to tell you, but yeah, I think there's something like weird here.
Wow.
Because she's like, I didn't want to scare you, but I was taking a nap here like on the couch, and like at 10 o'clock at night, I just hear a loud banging like from the other room, like someone was knocking. And then I hear like footsteps on the roof, and my mom's like, "I just didn't want to tell you, and I didn't want to creep out the kids." Crazy, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
And weren't there other things too?
Yeah. Actually, 4 days ago, I slept here by myself, and Natalie came back, and she's like, "Was anyone in my room?" And I'm like, "No." And she's like, "My couch is like halfway into the middle of my room when it's in the corner of the room," and The other day, this is weird. Natalie had a... I'm totally fucking digging myself in a hole. I'm over here saying I don't believe in ghosts when I have like the most ridiculous... Yeah, Natalie came home and it was get the fuck out of here written in blood on her wall. Natalie came home and she had a picture frame that she's had from her family for 15 years and it was on the floor broken and the picture from it was missing. And wow. She's had it for over like 15 years.
Wow.
And it was just gone. She couldn't find it. She asked Cheeky, our housekeeper, if she knew it, and Cheeky said she couldn't find it. But like all those things, they're all just creepy coincidences when you put stuff together. Do you know what I mean? Like tonight, sure. Tonight, just because I'm talking about it, if I go into the middle of my living room and stare at something, I'll probably see something. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm just like...
You probably see something?
Yeah, because I'm just like...
What are you talking about? No, you won't.
I think I will.
You think you'll see something? You think you could talk yourself into seeing an image?
100%, because I've done it before.
You've seen something.
I've seen stuff move.
Talk yourself into seeing something right now.
I can't right now, but
okay.
You're
all alone?
Just this conversation can trigger something later where I'm like, oh my God, I don't know.
What about your mom?
We.
What about the footsteps on the roof?
Sure. Squirrels. Which I found out that squirrels are on the roof all the time here because there's a big tree that hangs over.
Doesn't sound like footsteps.
They do. They do. And it sounds like they run over the entire house. And then the banging was the plumbing from the shower, I'm pretty sure. Because every time that shower turns on, it's banging. Like after
and the broken picture frame?
And the broken picture frame, no explanation. It must be Cheeky. And the music is weird. But I have a feeling it was someone must have rolled over the remote. And like it must have been in recommended music or something. Do you know what I mean? Like someone rolled over the remote. The TV's so easy to turn on if you roll over the remote.
Right.
And something like that happened. I don't know. Overall, it's
well, TVs can turn on.
Overall, why would there be a ghost in here just trying to creep me out? Like that sounds like a waste of time for the ghost. Do you know what I mean? Like every day he'll try something new, like give little signs that he's here, rather than like just grab like a clipboard and write down what you want. Like if you want me to dig up a hole here because there's, you know.
Maybe he wants you to clear him.
Oh, like he wants to leave?
He wants to leave. That's why you hire like a ghost hunter. And then they come in and they'll clear the ghosts out.
Maybe I should do that.
Call James Von Prague.
I'll do that tomorrow. I'll have a ghost hunter come in and clear the house. This has been a fucking ghost-themed episode. Holy shit. I'll have a ghost hunter come and I guess we'll check it out from there.
Do you
like
Deadpool?
I love how I just convinced myself there's a ghost here. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm going to get him the fuck out of here. Did I like Deadpool? Deadpool was good. The first one was a lot better. Can you open your phone for me?
Yeah.
The first one was a lot better, but the second one still did a great job. Those movies, you can't really go wrong with movies like that. So if you guys are thinking about seeing Deadpool, then definitely go see it. Pass me your phone, Jace.
I don't know. Now I got to sign in. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Well, if you guys have any, like, crazy stories that you want to... If you also want to ever chime in on, like, your opinions about this, please let us know, because I'm very curious to hear what everyone has to say about all this stuff that we talk about. Okay, guys. Here we go. Jason unlocked his phone. You know what that means. Did you know that every single episode of Views is now on Spotify? Yes, the same app that has millions of songs now also has thousands of podcasts. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite shows, and discover new ones. It says
Why does it say
It says A-H-E-M. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite shows, and discover new ones. Just not too many. We get jealous very easily. To subscribe to our show, search for
like
Views.
Like a joke, like ahem, like ahem.
Let me try it that way.
Try it that way.
On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite shows and discover new ones.
Maybe it's supposed to be like hinting to listen to our show? Like,
oh, shit. Okay, let me try that. Let me try it that way. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite
voice
shows.
Class.
Us. And discover new ones. Just not too many. Oh, we get jealous very easily. The ahem should have been later.
Oh, the idea is that like go to Spotify, listen to Views. There's a ton of other stuff, but really you should just be listening to Views.
Yeah. To subscribe to our show, search for Views, tap follow, and get every new episode delivered to you. Podcasts on Spotify, they're streaming right now. And now. Wow, that was cool.
They have a great Akon playlist on there.
Fuck you.
If you're interested.
No, that was... Shout out to Spotify. And it's such an easy read, too. They're so chill. And they put that aham thing in there to like give us some content and to really
good
fuck
writers
with
over at Spotify.
Yeah, honestly.
For sure.
Just if, incredibly impressed.
If they've got any sketch ideas for your vlog, we'd love to listen.
Okay, I have something. I have someone that wants advice.
Oh, I love it.
Time for David and Jason advice column. All my friends and I were homeschooled. It's a red flag already, right? I don't even want to read this because
yeah. How are you friends?
This shit's gonna get.
You're all homeschooled. How'd you meet each other?
Siblings.
Oh, siblings.
This shit's gonna get graphic. All my friends and I were homeschooled and now have applied to the same high school, and everyone got in instead of me. Oh, okay. So you were high school. I think everyone should go to high school.
Okay.
But these guys were homeschooled for the beginning. Okay. Let me talk about it. Do you think people should be homeschooled?
I think it's fine.
Really? I think
not really.
I think if I were homeschooled, I would not be ready for the world. Like I needed people to fucking be like douches to me or to be like
right.
Like I needed that. Like you need to be picked on a little bit to get like to build tougher skin, and you need to be like
learn how to work with people.
You need to be rejected. You need to You just there's so much of it. I don't know. Regardless, let me just read this. Okay. All my friends and I were homeschooled and have now applied to the same high school, and everyone got in instead of me. A month or two later, just recently, the school offered me a spot. I'm hesitant to take it because I really love my life at home. Educationally, there really isn't a difference, but being homeschooled, I get to go on vacations all the time, our beach house, shopping, etc., and I really am scared to jeopardize it. I know that seems kind of like a bratty rich girl, but everyone gets scared to lose some things in life. From my dance perspective, I have cool things like going to South Carolina and California. I was just offered a spot at this exclusive intensive, which is hard to get into. It starts the first day of summer, so if I went to school, I would have to turn down the spot. I'm just scared that all my friends are going to kind of isolate me out in high school. They already have school dances and stuff for school that they post about, and it makes me upset. On the other hand, I am scared to jeopardize the awesome life I have at home and all my dance opportunities. I have finally started getting my name out in the dance world and have worked extremely hard over a decade for that to happen, so I don't want to see it go to waste.
Well, how is going to high school going to affect her dance? Doesn't she just go to dance after school? Or?
No, because she's like probably in an elite dance class she has to travel and stuff like that.
Oh, so then fuck high school. Stay dancing.
Yeah, I mean, this is a weird situation. If you're genuinely that good at dance where you have to travel and like you're going to make a career out of it, then yeah, definitely don't go to high school because you need to work on what you do best. You need to work on your craft.
Yeah, it's like if you were an Olympic gymnast and you were 14.
Yeah, you can't go to high school.
If you're
an actor and you're in Stranger Things, don't go to fucking high school. You kill it.
Right.
And you take your shot.
Right.
No. Then don't go to high school. But if you're not that good at dance, and you should 100% go to high school. High school was the best time of my life.
Really?
Better
than now?
I say it all the time. Yeah, dude.
Your YouTubing?
I would go back any second.
Yeah?
For all 4 years. It's great. It's you hang out with all these people every day. You guys are in the same boat. You're going through the same shit. It's so cool to see. And everyone has to do it. Everyone has to fucking go.
Mm.
It's like so cool. It's not like hanging out with a friend where they can like ditch. You know what I mean?
they have to
fucking show up and see you first period.
Yeah.
Unless they, you know, are sick or whatever. But no, go to high school. It's the best experience. Get fucking picked on. Just experience it. There's so much to it. Have a shitty school lunch. Have a good school lunch. Experience all of it. Fail some classes.
Bring lunch from home.
Get A's in all your classes. Do whatever you need to do. Just have a good time.
Good advice, David.
What was that silent part? What do you think?
It just depends on the person.
Cool. Moving on. No. What do you think? Would you?
I wouldn't homeschool my kids.
You wouldn't homeschool your kids?
No way. I would. I think it toughens them up and it makes them interact with people.
Could you imagine your kids if they were homeschooled?
Oh my God, my kids homeschooled would be the worst.
They'd be like little princes and princesses.
David, you know what? They're good kids.
They're great kids. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is they're too nice?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
That's what kids are like now.
Bullshit.
All kids are nice now.
Bro.
They have to. It's a no bully policy.
You have the nicest kids I've ever met.
Well, Wyatt told me that there's a new thing at school. It's called neck slapping.
Neck slapping?
Yeah, a lot of kids are getting in trouble for neck slapping. Just come up from behind and slap someone on the neck.
Really?
Yeah. And he said the other thing they do is they roast each other about their hairlines.
Oh, fuck. I would hate to be in that school. Can we talk about something else?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
No, I mean, yeah. And how does Wyatt feel about it? Does he neck slap?
No.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't do that at all. Something tells me.
I'm going to neck slap him the next time I see him.
I'm waiting for him to get like picked on, but he hasn't yet. It's really funny. He tells me lots of stories.
I think it's because of his dad.
No, I don't think so. I don't think the sixth graders know me at all. I think maybe the eighth graders do. Well,
that's what I'm saying. I think there's like this, like maybe this cloud over him. Like in Black Panther, they have like this big protective thing over their town, Wakanda, where no one can see and no one can hurt him. Your son is basically living in Wakanda, is kind of what I'm getting at.
He passes the napkins out. He told me a story today. It was pretty boring. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
He goes. Well, I have a thing in class. I'm the guy that passes the napkins out, and so I put them on everyone's head, and I put all the napkins on everyone's head, and then the teacher, we wait for the teacher to notice, and then everybody laughs. That was the story he told me at dinner tonight.
Oh man,
yeah,
that's fun.
It was good times.
You want me to pick on him?
I love when you interact with him.
Yeah, he's fun to interact with.
He's fun. He thinks you're funny, and it's funny when he tries to give it back to you, because it's like, all right, he's trying.
It's nice because I genuinely I am picking on him in a way.
Sure,
but he's realizing that he can laugh it off and that they are really jokes deep down.
He knows you're picking on him, but you like him.
Yeah,
and if you didn't like him, you wouldn't even talk to him.
Yeah, and right. I think that's all the experience he needs. Like that's what was important about high school is . Like we can go each other at people's people in high school at the lunch table would be fucking vicious to each other.
Yeah.
But it was all at the end of the day, we were all everyone was in the same grade. Like we didn't fucking hate each other.
Sure.
Well, I was having an argument with our friends the other day before we go about the Queen.
We went to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, and all we were talking about is the Queen. And I was trying to convince my friends that the Queen... I found this out because I was doing research because of this royal wedding stuff. I'm like, what the fuck is the hype all about? So I looked it up, and it's mesmerizing. The Queen, genuinely, she's, according to all these articles I read, she's above the law. She doesn't need a passport. She doesn't need a driver's license. She can speed all she wants. She could break laws all she wants. And she can't get sued. She's not allowed to get sued. She's literally above the law.
Right, and Zane and Brandon were arguing with you, saying you're wrong.
That's not fucking possible. That's not fucking possible.
Right.
And I think I understand. Their argument was so she can go and murder someone and not get in trouble for it?
And you were saying yes.
And I said, I said yes, she can murder someone, and I don't think she can get in trouble. Like I don't think she can be imprisoned, but
she be prosecuted.
But she'll be prosecuted where she won't be queen anymore, where Parliament will overthrow her.
She can't be put in prison.
I don't think
so. Look it up.
I don't know. No.
Google it right now.
I Googled it yesterday.
And what did it say?
That she can't.
She can't.
Yes. But she can, like I'm saying, listen, she can be overthrown.
Right.
So Parliament can be like, she's not fit to be queen, and there can be a whole uprising, and citizens can take her queen card away.
If she killed someone and she was overthrown, she probably would go to jail.
I don't know how that works. Like now she's a regular person, but maybe there's some kind of law where she can't be tried twice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you watch the royal wedding?
I didn't, but fucking unbelievable.
People love it.
Meghan Markle's the woman that got married, right?
Right.
And it's so cool because there's a picture of Meghan Markle literally maybe 15 years ago sitting outside Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
When she was a kid.
Just hanging out.
How crazy is that? That's so bizarre. She had no fucking idea. No idea.
I had no idea.
There she is now.
I had no idea I'd have a hit podcast.
Yeah, fucking. And you had a podcast yourself.
I did.
Who knew that shitty podcast? No, I'm just kidding. Would lead to this. Guys, that's all the time we have for today.
Yeah, go get some tickets for our live shows. Yeah. 9 cities. Let's focus on June 9th and June 10th right now, guys. I don't want to.
Yeah, go.
I don't want to burden you with August.
Go buy some tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun.
ViewsTour.com.
June. The tickets are selling for this June. Come hang out. It's going to be a good time. Scott Sire is going to be performing songs at every stop. And so is Heath. So It's going to be a really good day.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
If it's not the best show you've ever seen, which probably won't be, it'll be a fun time to just hang out with us.
Why do you do that? People, they love the shows.
See us in person.
People are fucking thrilled. They love the shows. We've done six shows so far.
All right, we'll
and
see
And every
guys.
Single one, people are screaming for you.
Yo, thank you, Spotify, for being a sponsor today. That has been Jason. My name is still David, and my name is Jeff. And we'll see you guys later. This has been Views. Bye.
Bye-bye.